Story Chat with John Fornoff, the art and passion of storytelling. Here's your host, Brian Bullebush.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to Story Chat, our little corner of the Internet where we get to inspire and teach about the art and passion of storytelling. How you doing, John?
I am overcoming. That's what I'm doing.
I'm overcoming.
That's what I'm doing. Yes.
Well, what little hill are you overcoming today?
It's like a mountain, but you know it's going to be cast in the sea. Hopefully, while I'm not on top of it. But anyway, go surfing on the mountain there. You know.
Well, yep. Praying that you get through and over whatever you got,
or blow up the mountain. Whatever guy wants to do.
Or
but anyway,
blow up the mountain. Oh,
I
man.
Like that. Yeah.
Get a nuclear warhead in there. So, yes. We are on this side of 2022. Welcome back, everybody. We've got some really exciting things in the works, specifically on the 29th. We have the Art of the Start.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
We are really excited about this. This is, it's Story Chat Live. Okay. So we will invite you to be part of the show. This would be, January 29th. It'll be 10 a.m. Pacific, and that's 1 p.m. Eastern. I did the math ahead of time, so I had to figure that one out. But it'll be Saturday the 29th. And here's what it is. If you ever wanted to get started with, like, take your writing, like, first of all, getting started. Sometimes getting started is the hardest part, just getting that flywheel going. We're going to help you do that. Have you ever had a problem with just, like, getting started? Like, how am I going to? Okay, we're going to help you with that. Here's another thing we'll do. If you're already going and you just need, you got a stuck point. You're kind of, have you ever reached, like, an obstacle? You're just kind of, like, hitting it and you're having trouble getting over it. We're going to help you with that. A lot of it is mindset.
So it's the art of the start and the art of the jump start.
Yes, exactly. I like that. That's right. That all fits. It all fits. And so we're going to help you also just sometimes part of the jump start is facing the first page, like page one, right? Everybody starts. Shakespeare and Mark Twain and Dickens and all those guys, they start with page one, that blank page. And we're going to help you get over that, the psychology of how you face that page, how you get it on the page. And I'm going to show you some tricks, a lot of things, what you do with your mindset. What do you do with those voices in your head that try to shut you down? So have you ever had that where you're starting with your writing and just like, it's just like, I start, but then I think, that won't work. And then you just don't do any work. Right. And we're going to help you over that. And we're going to help you over that hump. And if you're already, let's say you've got over the first page and you're up and going, you hit those. But right now you're about halfway through, three quarters through, and you're just like, I hit my oomph. So we're going to help you through that. And then we're going to do it through the Art of the Start. It's a writer's challenge. It's going to be like, we're going to give you like a half day of information. And we're excited about this because my passion is to sow into next generation creatives. And that's you. And mostly that's younger people, but it's also next generation. That doesn't have to be an age. If you're like 60 or 70 or 80 and you want to start something, you're next generation as well. But I want to get you guys started. And because there are great stories that need to be told. And does the world need great stories right now? We need hope. Man, we're just pummeled by fear.
Especially here in 2022.
Dread.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. The fear, the dread, all the kind of the garbage that's out there. We need some hope, some strength, some courage, some inspiration. We need you. We need some great stories. The world needs that. And I want to help you get there. So, and I'm nobody special. It's just,
I don't know. You're kind of special. I mean, what have you done? You've written for Adventures in Odyssey, Lamplighter Theater. You're going to be in a Lamplighter Theater here soon.
That's exciting.
Spoilers. Exciting. I don't know if I should have said that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
My bad.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I'm excited. I'm going to be with Jess Hartnell, which is just amazing, with Wooten / Finian Jones. That's cool.
Say you're nobody. You know what you're talking about.
You know what? I tell you who the special, and this sounds like, but it's real. It's really a special one's God. He gave me those opportunities.
True.
And I don't think that makes me special, makes him special. He gave me some amazing opportunities. So, I've done a lot. And I've, worked on like, I don't know, 15 audio dramas, something like that. And whatever, lots of episodes and stuff like that. But so, I've been blessed. So the cool thing is I've learned a lot just by bumping into stuff. You know, you bump into stuff and you learn like, oh, I'm not going to do that again. So those are the things I'm going to help you over those obstacles. How do you write on a deadline? We're going to, you know, stuff like that. But we're going to talk over that, the art of the start. Now, this is a bonus. There's more. A free set of Ginsu knives. No, you have, Yesterday. I just got the word. This is a special bonus we're going to do for you. This seminar, by the way, just to let you know, like a normal seminar like this would run like $500. Okay. For a seminar like this. So I'm going to give you a very special price on this seminar. Okay.
A very, very special price.
You're going to feel very special once you hear the price of this seminar. Okay. And I'm not a salesman. Don't worry. I'm a writer. All right. I did do advertising, so that might slip in there, but anyway, here's the cool thing. This is Robert Liparillo is a best-selling author. Have you ever heard of Dreamhouse Kings? It's a best-selling series for young adults. Six books in this series. Scholastic had it out, and it did fantastic. He's also a Christian. He's a thriller writer, and he's written 7 acclaimed thrillers. I've read like Comes a Horseman, Germ. There's Dead.
You said Fall. Like in the range of Peretti and Ted Decker.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Oh yes. Oh yes. And in fact, I think it's better. But anyway.
Oh wow. Okay. That's high praise.
Amazing stuff. His stuff's so well researched. It's taken from real life, and then he's got these gripping. It's phenomenal what he does as a writer. So he's a Christian thriller writer. He's been called Robert Liparillo. He's been called C.S. Lewis with a semi-automatic, which is, I think, it's one of the best quotes I've ever heard for a writer. It's like C.S. Lewis with a semi-automatic. That's awesome.
I'm sorry. So, what does that mean? That means
he's the intellectual, but he's also got action thriller.
Picture C.S. Lewis
as a thriller writer.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
He's super intelligent, but yeah, but
I can get behind that.
Oh, it's fantastic. Guess what? You probably figured this out by now. He's going to be a part of the seminar we're talking about. This seminar.
Say it with me, everybody. Ooh.
Or do it. What, Toy Story? Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. That.
So anyway, our podcast is devolving quickly.
So Robert Liparillo just signed up yesterday. He says, I'm in. Put me in. So he's going to be there Saturday, January 29th. And he's going to be, so I'll be a coach for you. We talked about me enough. I've written like 200 something episodes. So I work through problems. Bob's written 7 thrillers. By the way, 9 of his books are option for movies. You're going to be seeing these on the big screen. It's like, it's huge. I mean, having Bob here is amazing. So Bob's going to be here. So, okay. Now for the special price. You ready? Okay. Get out your checkbooks. Ready?
No, put them away. Yeah. Put them away. It's okay.
Normally it's $500. It'd be $500 for a seminar like this, because we're going to give you a lot of good stuff. I want to do this as a gift to you. So we are going to do it.
Late Christmas gift.
Yeah. A late Christmas or early for next year. Yeah. We're going to do this for free. Like no cost to you. Absolutely no cost. So it's like me 3 hours. It's going to be power packed with stuff that will launch your writing or take it to the next level. And I know it seems like we're harping on this because I want you to take this. If you're a writer, you need to be there. Tell your friends about it. I mean, it's free. So come on board. And we'll be there January 29th at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. I'm sorry, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we'll have a Zoom link here. And Brian will step you through that. We'll have a Zoom link you can click on.
I'll talk about how to get registered and all the minutiae after the pitch.
Could you do me a favor? Could you please do me a favor? I'm talking to you listening right now. Could you please do me a favor and go ahead and register, but tell your friends too, your writer friends, tell anybody that wants to take their writing to an next level. Yeah. Just please spread the word. I'm going to give you the catch right now. What's the catch? There's gotta be a catch here somewhere. There's a catch. I know there's a catch. Okay. Here's the catch. All right. The catch, quote unquote, is at the end. I'll ask your permission if I can do this. But the very, very end, if you are happy with the coaching you've got and you're ready to go, go. That's fine. Go for it. If you want some extra coaching, I'm going to offer that to you. If you want additional coaching, I'm
going
to offer.
Now, is this more one-on-one or is this still going to be in the seminar?
It's going to be like group. It could be group, but it'll be like, you can ask any question you want and we're going to talk it over as a group. And it'll be a lot of fun. And that's, we're going to have some special bonuses and surprises on that, but that's later. Okay. And that would, there'll be a cost on that. And I'll work with you on that too. I'm going to make it really sweet. Like you're going to say, oh, I can't believe you're doing it for that. So, but don't worry about that later. If you want that extra coaching, it's there. If you're saying, John, I'm happy with the free seminar. Thank you very much. You're good. Go for it. And, I bless you. And so again, this one on January 29 is free. I feel like a salesman. Am I feeling salesy?
All right. Okay. How about this? I'm excited about it.
I'll give
this a cost. The cost is for you to go out and actually go write the thing. That's all we're charging. Just as long as you take the information that you learn in this seminar and actually go use it, please.
Yeah. Do so. Yeah. Get it on the page. Yes, that would be your cost, quote unquote.
There you go. Yeah.
So that's January 29. That's the challenge. And it's going to be called a writer's challenge, the art of the start. And it's January 29. Anything else we should add,
Brian? Well, my question is, so what is it? Is it going to be just you talking for 3 hours? Is there going to be questions?
That sounds boring.
Yes. Yes, it does. And I mean, with you and Bob going back and forth, it's going to be interesting. There's going to be good information there. So
great information.
Absolutely.
Just you talking for 3 hours.
That's not what I meant.
John, is it you talking for 3 hours?
We're talking about the format. Like, how's it going to, is there going to be,
let me tell you.
Questions. There you go.
We're going to have, by the way, I'm going to have some whiz bang graphics and stuff like that. So it'll kind of add some interest. So you don't have to look at my face for 3 hours. Plus we'll have Bob coming in. Bob's going to come in for coaching as well. Bob LaPerillo. Brian, you'll be there as well.
We're going to be online, guys.
We're going to be online with you. That's the fun. I can't wait to talk with you guys. Like, I want you to hit me with chats. I mean, it's a conversation. So it's not I would be bored with myself talking for 3 hours. Okay. I got to have some interaction. So like you'll be hit me with questions. Like, what do you mean by this? Or what do you think about this? Or I'm having this problem, whatever. And we'll do it live interaction kind of stuff. So we've got, you are going to be on there. Like you are a wonderful listener, viewer, and depending on which format you're using. And we've got Bob there. We've got Brian there.
I'm significantly less influential than the other two, but you know, I'm there for emotional support.
Emotional support also, but just, you ask some great questions, like stuff we hadn't thought about, like, oh, did you think about this? Or yeah, that kind of stuff. So yeah, thank you. Thank you, Brian, for doing that. So there we go. Sign up. And it's going to be a special price, free.
I would also encourage you to tell even your non-writing friends, because I'm seeing the rise of story knowledge in a lot of people nowadays. And it's always, whether they actually want to go out and write a story or not, it's always fun to learn how a story is actually written, because you get all these critics looking at a story, looking at a movie and going, that's great and I don't know why, or that's bad and I don't know why. This will help add a vocabulary to how that is, and help education on anything is good. So
you know, there's something else too. I don't want to, I hit this before, but it's really important. You know, sometimes we think of a story, oh, that's nice, that's sweet, it's like a fairy tale kind of thing. No. Stories can change the world, and stories have changed the world. And we're going to talk about that when we get into the coaching sessions, but we hit on it briefly before, but Charles Dickens changed the world. Upton Sinclair changed the world. Tolstoy changed the world. These guys changed the world by influencing people like Gandhi, like Martin Luther King. They influenced governments, influenced law by their stories. And if ever we needed, oh, there's birds flying by. Okay. Sorry. ADD moment. It really is beautiful. Thank you, guys. So anyway, where was I? I was talking about story. The importance of story is right now, more than ever, we need hope. We need courage. We need inspiration. We need story. The world needs story.
Amen.
So you've got a story to tell. There's something that God has gifted you with. When you get a story or an idea, it's not just for you to enjoy yourself or amuse yourself, which is fine. That's cool. But You know what? Peter Jackson, you know, with Lord of the Rings and all those, he said, a dream, I'm paraphrasing, but a dream is a responsibility. I never heard it put like that. We think of a dream as a fluffy, wuffy kind of a cloud, kind of a, isn't that cool?
That is, yeah.
A dream is a responsibility. Wow. Now,
wow, that's good.
Yes, it's really good. So you think about when you get a dream, when you get something to do.
I needed to hear that.
It's good.
Personally, I needed to hear that.
I hear you. It's all like a commissioning. It's like you've been commissioned to do something with this idea, this dream.
It requires action.
It requires action. Right. Exactly. And so we're going to help you through that. That's what January 29th is about. The art of the start, to get you going, because the world needs your story. So we'll help you get there. So there we go. And
I'll tell you how to register. Those of you who have registered, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you guys there. For the rest of you, and for actually, this is for the people who have also registered. I am going to be sending out emails to those people. I'm also going to post the link up on Facebook. So go like the Facebook group. You'll find it there. I'm going to pin it up till the day of and then take it down afterwards. But there will be a link to the Zoom meeting, and just register via that Zoom link and you'll be good to go. If you don't have a Facebook or don't prefer to use a Facebook, because I know Facebook is kind of going the way of the dodo, shoot us an email at storychatwithjohn@gmail.com. And I will send you the whole spiel page along with the Zoom link on the bottom. Just register via that Zoom link and you should be good. Those who have already emailed me, I will be sending you that Zoom link here shortly. Also, if you have not gotten a link by the 28th, you can realistically send me just kind of a reminder saying, hey, I registered, haven't received an email. Please send it, because I don't want to miss anybody. Want to get as many people as we can into our inaugural seminar thing. So
yeah, and this is brand new. We've never done this before. So you guys are going to, I want you to be with us on this journey.
Fair warning. There's going to be some bugs. There's going to be some hiccups. Yeah, we're going to try to mitigate it as it much may, as possible. Yeah,
bugs may be hiccuping. So you just watch out for them. So,
does a bug hiccuping sound like? I'm just seeing a praying mantis just vibrating.
Yeah, that'd be funny to see. Okay, boy, we did get distracted here, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
So, but anyway, we want you on this journey. You guys, right now, listening, viewing this right now, you are part of this journey. And I have these, I don't know, I get this wild idea. You know how it is. You know how we think. We writers think. We think way out there. And I think, you know, one day when we have like 1,000 followers or 10,000, whatever is million, whatever happens. It's like, I want you to know you were part of the start. Talk about the art of the start. You guys have been with us since this beginning here. And I thank you for that. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting this just by listening, just by viewing this and just hitting us with questions and stuff like that. So thank you for being part of this. And I want you on the journey with us. And I don't know. I get this feeling some big things are about to happen. And this is part of it. This is part of it. So I want you part of that. So come join us. Okay. There we go. Anything else we need to say, Brian?
Oh, no. I think, I think the episode titled The Advertisement is...
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. We need to get it out there. We do appreciate you guys. We really do. Thank you for those who have signed up. Thank you for our numbers on podcasts are slowly going up. It's been kind of a rocky journey because this isn't John and I's priority, but we're trying to get it going as best we can. We're trying to do a good job with it and trying to teach and encourage and help as best we can. And we want to make this, John really wants to bring this to the forefront and make it as right.
And by priority, we're not saying you're front and board. As far as I'm like, this is my passion is next generation creative. Mm-hmm. So that's what you guys are. So that actually, that is my priority right now.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So this, just a little aside there, but,
yeah, this, but that's, to me that, yes, this is, that's not what this, I'm you okay.
This, no, it's okay. So this is like a door opening up for something. Something I feel God's just stirring in my heart. Cause, I got to share with you a little bit, just a little bit. Okay. And then talk about the dream and then we'll end. I don't know, God's put me in a dream. Like there's a big dream. I want to launch, be part of launching or being part of, starting a recording, like a soundstage, like a, you know, 50,000 square feet soundstage with recording studios, start dramatized podcasts. And part of that, I want to start a teaching facility with that. So this is all part of that. And to me, that is like priority for me. To me, this is like the one of the most important things I do. I've got to work, so I'm working on the side.
Yeah, and that's what I meant by that. That's what you meant by priority. Yeah, yeah. That's what I meant by the priority.
Your priority, you're important, but I've got to earn money over here. We're doing this
exactly
for free. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, but we want to sew into you. And that's part of my big dream is to launch this thing. And I can't share with you all the details, but there's some people that are doing stuff like this and I want to be part of that. I want you to be part of that too. So, this is all, it's all connected. It's all connected. And again, this is part of the dream. As Peter Jackson said to me, this is my responsibility.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Story Chat. If you want to hear more, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. If you have any questions for John or feedback on the show, please email us at storychatwithjohn@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.